let's close our physical eyes in order to look at each other with our inner eye with love. First, as usual, use your imagination. Long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top, and it is coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine, reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally, reaches the very center of our planet. So by looking at this long straight line penetrating you, your inner eye is wide open to all directions, meaning you start sensing the space around you. So it must be a big relief. Our consciousness is now not only in our body, traveling around our space, this space is you too. You are your consciousness. Your consciousness is traveling this universe freely. It's you. Then now, remember, you are in love. You are in God's mind in this vision. Our physical eyes never look at God's mind, but our inner eye can sense, feel, and even see that we are in God's mind. So God is everywhere, and God is now breathing. Imagine His breath is coming from all directions to you. Yes, you start receiving the breath with your whole body. So you receive the breath, and then the breath is out to all directions. So you receive the breath with whole body. And you observe the breath is out from whole body to all the directions. So can you do that? So you receive your love and peace and life from everywhere. And you say thank you to everywhere. You receive the passion and abundance and the strength from everywhere, and all the cells are filled in with this breath. Then slowly, gently, you say thank you. and observe the tide of the breath. Tide is coming and going. So you receive it, you observe it, and you feel this tide of this ocean love heals all the cells, console all the parts of your mind, and heal, rejuvenate, refresh, relax. So enjoy being in the ocean of love. Feel the complete communication with the mind of God. You receive fully without any doubt, without any hesitation. And you just say, thank you. This is innocence. No guilt anywhere. No sense of lack anywhere. You receive and you say thank you. You receive the life itself from everywhere. So God's mind is everywhere. Nothing else exists. So meaning, you can accept everything. You don't need to avoid anything. You don't need to hide from anything. Just you are here, proudly, and just receive. You are here as a beloved child of God, beloved the part of God's mind. So receive and say thank you. Then now, keep this vision and come back to normal breathing, remembering you are in God's mind. You are taking care of perfectly. You are taking care of perfectly. You don't need to do anything by yourself. Okay? Whenever you try to do anything by yourself, the result is that you just hurt yourself. Whenever you think, I have to, I need to, so you made up separation. You isolate yourself from others. You try to isolate yourself from God's love. So don't do that. Just receive the fact about you. You are taken care of perfectly. Any kind of experience you are having right now, you can see it as a great opportunity to experience that you are taken care of perfectly. Okay? Any kind of experience, any serious issue with someone or with your physical body, with a financial situation, whatever, It is a great opportunity to experience that you are taken care of perfectly. Here, now, again, use your imagination. Think that your mother is the left side of you. Your mother is sitting next to you, left side. If you prefer, you can think of somebody else, female figure. It's your choice. Mother or somebody, female figure. Just think of it, feel it, and observe your sensation. Observe your thought. What kind of thoughts are coming up? What kind of emotions, feelings coming up? Observe. Great feeling, sweet feeling, or painful memory, or regret, or expectation. Just observe. Good feelings or bad feelings, it doesn't matter. All the images, all the thoughts, all the emotions and the feelings are made by you, your drama. It is you to put that role onto her. It is you to make the old story with her. Nothing wrong with it. We enjoy it, we embrace it, or we are struggling from it, it's a life. Well, but we go beyond in God's mind. We now really connect with her. Start listening to her voice. She's calling your name. So please listen. She's calling your name. Listen. Listen to it. With your inner ear. Listen and observe your sensation. Listen a little bit more. She never stops. As long as you listen to it, she's calling your name.She's calling your name. You are listening to the most beautiful voice you ever heard.Listen to it. Accept it. She knows her voice reaches you now. Finally, has reached. So you listen to her voice, meaning you already responded, answered, and expressed your love already. You don't need to do anything. And now, additionally,You can think of another figure, the right side. This time, your father, or if you prefer, somebody else, male figure. So first,Just feel his presence. You might have a feeling now that your left side is so relaxed and kind of healed, and right side is still.Has some tension. But observe the tension or warmth or whatever. Observe the sensation of the figure. He is now next to you, very closely.Observe how you feel, how you sense, what kind of thoughts and memories and, you know, and so on coming up in your mind. And again, I'm telling you, all the thoughts and the emotions, everything, all the memories,They are just a drama you made up. It's your drama. He is he for your drama. You made his image. But as a matter of fact, he is a part of our God mind. He is much more than you made. His greatness much beyond you thought, you decided, you judged. So now, start listening to his voice. He is also calling your name. Probably very small, tiny volumes, but very clearly repeat your name. Now you are listening to the voice from both sides. And the voice is now coming from all the directions. You don't know whose voice, but your name is everywhere. Yes, all the children of God are calling your name. And now, finally, you start noticing that the voice is in the very center of yourself too. Holy Spirit, Jesus. In you is calling your name. Do you know why everything in God's mind is calling your name? Because they are love. Love is just waiting for you. Love is just wanting you to know that you are loved and you are taken care of completely. There is nothing to fear. Nothing is attacking you. There is no lack anywhere. Only love exists. Only the voice of love exists. And the voice is waiting for you to join, to receive, to listen to. So this is an invitation. this is the doorway to be back home through yourself, completed, beloved, perfect self. No separated, no isolated. The self as a part of God mind, as a part of love, love itself, life itself, power itself, limitlessness itself, it's you. So true voice like this from your mom and dad and the Holy Spirit and Jesus everywhere. When you are listening to it, interestingly, the voice is becoming the complete silence. So quiet and tranquil. Why so quiet? Because you are in the flow of voice of love. This is where you live. This is who you are. Okay, when you are ready, slowly open your eyes and come out of meditation, please. Thank you so much.